This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
We've got it done.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Coming up, as I said, we've got Mike Judge, Roddy Piper, Sean Stone, Willie Nelson, Russell Brand, and more in this hour. Then Gerald Celente joins us. I am not coming to you live. I take this on almost at Christmas Eve. Hard to believe Christmas 2014 is gone on New Year's Eve. And I appreciate the crew staying up here late to help us get this done and put together this special looking back. We've never really done this, re-aired interviews we did with famous people. We're also going to re-air interviews coming up in the next few months when we take off here and there with just some of the most powerful news-breaking interviews, not so much with celebrities. But all these celebrities stick their neck out coming on the broadcast to speak out against the system. Either they're supposed to be a Democrat, a communist, a socialist, or maybe a few token conservatives. But if you speak out against the whole system as a fraud construct, they come after you. So that's why I'm making a big deal out of that, because it is a big deal. Before I go any further, Sony hackers threaten U.S. news media organization. The hackers who infiltrated Sony Pictures, I thought it was Kim Jong-un. They're going to have an airdrop of the interview, supposedly some NGO, CIA-connected group, of DVDs over North Korea. Almost no one has DVD players or even VHS players. They live in dirt floor shacks and work as slaves for a little pot-bellied demon creature. So all of you that love big government should love North Korea, but what a stunt. Well, now they admit it wasn't North Korea. That was all a hoax. Well, the hackers who infiltrated Sony Pictures Entertainment computer servers have threatened to attack American news media organization, according to the FBI bulletin obtained by The Intercept. But wait a minute. I thought the FBI said it was North Korea. Well, first they said it was an inside job. I think that's really what's going on. The threat against the unnamed news organization by the Guardians of Peace, the hacker group that has claimed credit for the Sony attack, may extend to other organizations in the future. Well, don't worry. They're reintroducing the Cybersecurity Act to take over Internet freedom next year to protect us. Then they got some zit-faced teenagers that actually think they're getting credit for everything. And I'm sure they're doing some of it. I'm not attacking them. A lot of hackers have helped us. Most hackers are white hats. Hell, we've had Captain Crunch on. Let's get Captain Crunch on Friday, tomorrow, to talk about all the hacking stuff. Referring to Sony only as Usurper 1 and news organization as Usurper 2, the Joint Intelligence Bulletin, dated December 24th and marked for official use only, says its purpose is to provide information on the late November 2014 cyber intrusion target Usurper 1 and related threats concerning the planned release of the movie, The Interview. Additionally, these threats have extended to Usurper 2, a news organization, and may extend to other such organizations in the near future. Oh, my gosh. And so many times hacks turn out to be fake with fake info inserted. This just reeks of Sony and reeks of the White House and reeks. Holiday horror, mom fatally shot by 2-year-old in Walmart. And there's the answer, secure firearms from children. So that's just some of the stuff that's always bubbling around, sadly, out there. Feds are now warning of more leaks, ABC News, threats to media from Sony hackers. This is a way to just make it sound more ominous and scary, instead of somebody just getting a movie early or getting it after it comes out and putting it on the Internet. It's about not just about mainstream media and the big movie houses stopping piracy. It's about them bringing in a surveillance tyranny to shut down film competition, music competition that they don't own or control. Federal authorities predict even more private, potential embarrassing information from inside Sony Pictures to be made public now that the movie company has released its controversial film, The Interview, and news outlets concerning the story should become the next victim of a major cyber attack. So, again, there's ABC News also reporting on that front. Some of the news from InfoWars.com. Fake feminist posts hateful tweets after actress says she loves serving her husband. Well, I mean, I love serving, you know, each other. I mean, you serve your woman. I mean, you serve your man. That's what it's all about. You know, male birds bring worms to females. TV host reported to police for hate crime for asking why a fat person is fat. Stay with us.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLine.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us on this tape transmission. But it is 2015 as this goes out worldwide. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, live. And then, of course, back on Sunday transmission live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I want to say great job to the crew in 2014, all of our affiliate sponsors, listeners, and the good Lord above. Here's our interview, or part of it, with Mike Judge.
I have a hard time saying I'm either a Democrat or a Republican. It just doesn't feel good. I was definitely raised, my parents were very liberal. Then, I don't know, certain things started to, you know, I mean, for a lot of people, that's kind of almost a religion to them. And right-wing stuff is too, you know, so I try to not be part of any of that. I suppose I've become a interested in, you know, smaller government kind of thinking. That sort of happens when, you know, I think you know, when you build your own thing, when you do your own thing, and then suddenly you're getting penalized left and right, you know, that kind of can change you.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
I don't ever want to be one of those people that uses my whatever fame or whatever level of that notoriety I have from what I do in comedy to try to go into politics. I don't feel like I'm qualified. It kind of bugs me when people in Hollywood will use that, their audience that they've gained through that to try to put out a political message, and they have no idea what they're talking about. King of the Hill, Hank was definitely, I saw sort of a, populist kind of, a guy who's like just trying to do his thing, and just all these government and all these other weird things of the modern world are, that was always the fun of it, is just all these things just kind of poking at him,
I live in the real world where men sell propane and propane accessories.
I remember popping in a VHS when Alex Jones was on cable access. It was you and two other guys, and somewhere I can't find it anymore. But I think I labeled the tape Three Dales. You were kind of the more rational one, and the other two guys were just like, I wish I could find that tape. But King of the Hill started with a drawing of the four guys that I'd done. I was kind of like dabbling in doing panel cartoons, which I never really did at all. I went straight into animation. I didn't draw comic books or anything. And so I had the four guys, and Dale, something about the way he looked. Originally, I had his hat say Smith & Wesson, the first drawing I ever did. I just put that on there. I don't know why, just the way he looked. I'd done a first draft of the pilot, and then Greg Daniels got involved. And at some point, we had this thing where his wife is, getting it on with this Native American healer. And clearly his kid's not his. But so we had this idea about that he's just, it's almost probably a subconscious thing. He's like, he's into every conspiracy except the one that's going on in his own house.
Nice work, John Redcorn. She didn't suspect a thing.
It's almost like his escape, or something. I mean, if I never psychoanalyzed it that much, but that, I kind of feel like that's what that character was about. So he was almost like looking for conspiracies, and some of them might have something to him. Some of them are crazy.
I have read a book. Now, who do you believe, me or Hank?
I know Hank more believable.
Dale is kind of one of the ones that, probably gives you guys a bad name. Johnny Hardwick, who does the voice, I don't know, you may even know him. He had a few, he had a few kooky theories of his own, and sometimes we would work those. And I mean, there was one line he said that, he's talking about something, and it ended with him saying something that they're doing, and corn is next.
A French study that was just released finds rats that are fed genetically engineered corn suffered from tumors and severe organ damage.
This is the first study that's looking at the effects on rats of eating genetically modified foods over their lifetimes. They gave the rats the genetically modified corn. They gave them the genetically modified corn with the herbicide that the corn is used with.
I grew up very liberal parents, thinking gun control is the way to go. It's that Michael Moore movie, those Bowling for Columbine, kind of actually made me go the other, made me think like, I mean, he's not trying to, that's not the effect he wanted, I don't think, but he's like kind of, that movie kind of makes you think, no, gun control is a bad idea. I mean, to me, if you look at it, I don't think that's what he's trying to do at all. But, he mentions Canada in there, and he says, there's lower crime there, and same people own guns. And I don't know. I own guns. I think if you look at it statistically, you actually are safer.
I got me a couple AKs, some sawed-offs, 25 9mm, and a couple of ground-to-airs. I got a fort up in the hills, virtually impenetrable, and enough supplies to outlast a 30-year standoff.
I know this because, so 1993, Beavis and Butthead, the series, came out, and gun crimes have gone down since since Beavis and Butthead came out. What's interesting is that nobody talks about, no one wants statistics. I actually took graduate probability and statistics classes. That was what, I was going to become a math teacher before all this Beavis stuff happened. But when I was getting blamed for all this, like, downfall of youth, that whole time, crime was going down in almost every category from the time. I mean, if you really wanted to make a correlation, you could say Beavis and Butthead is saving the world. But that's stupid. That really doesn't make any sense. But it makes more sense than saying this particular thing happened and this particular thing happened. You know, but really, like, statistically, there's no correlation.
All right. Who are you? CIA? FBI? ATF?
Yeah, there's that map where it's just like almost county by county where gun control, it's not doing any good. It's like there's higher crime rates where there's gun control, lower where there isn't. I mean, it's just like county by county. I mean, you can't, I think because I have this science background, I just, you look at that and you go, you know, that's, it's kind of ridiculous. As much as, you know, those bumper stickers might have been run into the ground, I mean, it's true. It's like, I would be all for it if it was effective, but I haven't seen anything that shows it's effective, you know.
Well, Mao said political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. What does Hank Hill say about disarming people?
It is the right of all Americans, as Cotton has taught me, to own a gun, even though I'm not so good at shooting them.
A Japanese machine gun blew my shins off in WW2.
I loved it. It was good to see somebody yelling at Piers Morgan.
You accuse me of attacking the Second Amendment of the Constitution.
I want to get people off pills that the insert says will make you commit suicide and kill people.
Alex, let's get about the Second Amendment.
I want to blame the real culprit.
Alex.
Suicide pills.
Alex.
Mass murder pills.
Okay, let me ask you one question.
It was interesting, though, the way it seemed to be spun on all these websites. There's all these websites now that have a bunch of hipsters on them who will just kind of play a clip and grin and chuckle about it. And that's how I saw it. I can't remember what it was on. I was thinking, hey, right on, Alex, go for it. Well, and everything you were saying was true, too. I mean, the clip that I saw.
Hitler.
Because you're talking about, Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel. And if you try to take our guns, 1776 will commence again.
If you try to take our firearms, doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken, we will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
Something like that. I used to do you really well. I can't, like, it was the, what was the water filter commercial you used to do? Or it's been a while. You think I'd have it down now, though. I was just like hanging out with you last night.
Look at these headlines. IRS targeted Tea Party groups for scrutiny. Searching words like patriot, Tea Party.
That does scare me. I think I'm just going to make sure to not use the words Tea Party or Constitution in any of my work.
That's pretty evil.
I won't, they're calling it the constitutional restrictions or whatever they referred to it as. Yeah, no, that was that actually is scary. That that's going to make me listen to some more Alex Jones.
Come on, I want to see it. Want to see it?
Yeah, come on, Dort, do it.
This poet. Let me watch the video.
Well, if I was to get heavy and deep on it, I think the one thing that's made me tick or makes me, I mean, other than just wanting to try to be funny, it tends to be, I don't overanalyze, but then, you know, when you do this long enough, you do analyze. I think what it is probably, I think a lot of us are just kind of out of sync with the way the world is right now, you know, like the way the modern world, we're not prepared for it all the time. And there's a lot of stuff that's messed up about it. And I think that's where a lot of my comedy comes from. It's like things that, you know, anything from being stuck in a cubicle to being stuck in classrooms that you don't belong in, those kind of things. I think that I get a lot of material out of that.
I gotta get out of here. I think I'm gonna lose it.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com. We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that.
And I hope that judge ain't blind.
I hope that.
Hey, the great pleasure of this broadcast is that we get to talk to people like Rowdy Rowdy Piper and Sean Stone, you know, of They Live and wrestling fame. The big deal is he's a patriot and wants to fight the New World Order, and he's come here to chew bubble gum and do you know what.
We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gains. More and more people are becoming poor. We are their cattle. We are being bred for slavery. They want benign indifference. They want us drugged. We could be pets. We could be food. But all we really are is livestock.
It is one of my favorite all-time movies, and it really gets you to think outside the box. And of course, I grew up watching him on television as well. It's super exciting to have Rowdy Roddy Piper on with us today from Los Angeles there in Sean Stone's living room. Both guys are with us. And, you know, it's great. I've gotten to be good friends with Jesse Ventura. I know these two guys are friends as well, or have been in the past. And so now I get to talk to both of them. And Mr. Piper, formerly, of course, born Roderick George Toombs, it is great to have you on the worldwide broadcast, sir.
Would you mind just introducing me every place I go? Fantastic introduction.
Well, it's great to have you on. I tell you, so much is happening in the world, but let's get into They Live. You've been in a lot of movies, but what's your take on the 25th anniversary of They Live?
The movie They Live, when it was made, was more about Reaganomics at the time. But with the, as the music lulls you to sleep, the conspiracies, one of the things that the movie has done is it's taken on a life of its own. It never gets old as we see the world evolve and try to make us a little chip. The same thing's happening over and over again. You watch They Live, and it gives you, it's kind of like the cliff notes for what's going on. John Carpenter, when we shot the scene with the homeless people, he actually used the homeless people there. John is a big activist, you know, and I give him all the respect in the world for that. And you know, turning out and showing what the world become. I don't know why America has homeless people. It's terrible. But also another thing we had to do was pay off the gangs so they wouldn't come and wreck our trailers. So there was, you know, little conspiracy, little gangs for warfare. Then there would be the homeless people we'd take care of. And it really became a venture of love to a certain point and trying to do the right thing. Again, I give all the credit to John on that. My favorite part of the film, I think when the character Nada looks out and he says, I believe in America. I think that's probably the biggest statement of the entire movie. There's one thing that that can escape people. If you don't have somebody personal to you that has been harmed by not only by the conspiracies and all the tributaries that lead to that, run off that. If you don't have someone close to you shaking at nighttime because you got blown up twice, went over again and got blown up two times, then it doesn't mean so much to you. You know, every time we want to go to war, send your boy to war. My boy's already been there.
Hey, there's mind control going on. The signals broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
There are sociopaths. There are people, this part of the population, that have no emotion. They are not human. And I think the human race has not yet come to terms with the fact that there is 10% of the population that are sociopathic, that do not have human emotion or boundaries, and they are not human. So when we say, hey, we'll give him a pass, he's human, hey, he can, you know, he made a mistake, we're not understanding that fundamentally the thing we're talking about is a small percentage of the population that does not care about humanity.
Do you think the world is putting on the black sunglasses more and more?
The real men of the world have to stand up and say, I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubble gum. Time to take a stand, boys. Again, they, you need to stand up against they. And yes, the answer. Coming into that tunnel, it's like we're the Illuminati. Have their meetings.
Anything that you know about those meetings?
Don't know anything about them. I like to go in there and say hi to those guys.
Well, Sean, I bet you know about those meetings.
I haven't been invited yet, but I think it's time he and I do a movie. And we'll go chew gum together and have some fun.
Well, folks, Rowdy, Sean, stay there. I'm going to say bye to you at the end of the show. This has been an amazing interview. Thank you both for your time. And, Mr. Piper, it's good to know you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids for exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
One of the fun parts about this job, trying to be a watcher on the wall, as imperfect as I am, is that I have been contacted and reached out to by so many amazing people. And one of them is Willie Nelson. I've been to his house repeatedly, played chess with him, hung out, been around on the bus, been to concerts. I met him one time when I was sitting there signing DVDs at Alamo Draft House on South Lamar in Austin. This has got to be like 2005 or something. This interview you're about to hear is from 2008. And Willie Nelson is like 81 years old. He's still pretty much there, but not like he was back then. Plus, he smokes a lot of marijuana, but he's a great guy. Comes from the same area, Texas, my dad does. I just say that because there's a lot of Willie Nelson types, you know, out in the hills. He calls himself a hillbilly, and I guess I'm a little bit hillbilly. But all of a sudden, walking around the counter to where I'm at is Willie Nelson. He shakes my hand, buys an Endgame DVD, and says, give me your phone number. So I give him my phone number, and about 6 months later, my producer during the show would have my phone, people calling it, And he goes, yeah, it's Willie Nelson. He wants to talk to you during a break. And I get on and goes, ah, this is Willie. I really like your film Endgame. You know, we need to get together sometime, have a concert or something to wake people up about 9/11 and what's happened to this country. And again, Bush was a tyrant. Obama's been in many ways even worse. But the point is that Willie Nelson spoke out against Bush and his tyranny. And he said that he's been, you know, displeased with some of the things Obama's done as well. But it was just fun to get to know Willie Nelson. And Ventura came down a few times. We hung out with Nelson as well. It's just good to know these mavericks, folks that are really different and that are true bona fide originals. And Willie Nelson is one of those. So here's an excerpt of one of many interviews I've done with Mr. Nelson. And then Russell Brand, the big global firebrand comedian, the one that was married to Katy Perry. I learned that he and her both listen to the show. I've had Katy Perry's dad on. Just showing you how many people are awake to the New World Order. Here is Willie Nelson. Mr. Nelson, thank you for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure, Alex. It's good to be on your show. I hope you're doing good.
Man, it's the best of times, the worst of times. Life's great. It's beautiful in Austin, Texas. We got great people like Willie Nelson out there. I wanted to get you on to get your take on Dennis Kucinich and impeachment and find out if you're supporting it, and if so, why.
Well, first of all, Dennis Kucinich is a great friend of mine, and I've supported him ever since I've known him, and I've always admired the way that he stood up for the little guy and told it like it is, and you know, to hell with the consequences. And you got to admire a man that has that kind of nerve. And you know, I wrote the song you just played a while ago, "Whatever Happened to Peace on Earth." I wrote that for Dennis Kucinich's campaign. And it pretty much tells where we are today, just how much is a human life worth, how much oil is a human life worth these days. There has to be a price tag on it, or else we wouldn't be going around the world killing people over oil. And I love the way Dennis is handling the impeachment thing. You know, I think he's got, what, 54 impeachment charges against George, and there's probably another 54 laying around out there if he wants to go get them.
Absolutely. He first introduced 35. Instead of Congress didn't act, he would add more, and he has. He did pressure them, the Democratic Congress that was supposedly elected to punish Bush's crimes and end the war, now becoming very transparent. They're in the same military-industrial complex hip pocket of those special interests. But he was able to get the Judiciary Committee to hear his charges coming up this Friday, and I just wanted to put the call out for everybody to call the House Judiciary Committee and to call all of your members of Congress and tell them, look, it's admitted that the wiretapping of U.S. citizens without warrants, each counts a felony. It's admitted that lying about WMDs in Iraq, and it's come out, we have the White House documents that they knew they were lying. Those are felonies.
What? The main thing that bothers me, I think, is the fact that anyone in this country can get by with murder if they happen to be the President of the United States, have all of the government behind them. And I don't think that's right. I think if I get caught on the street smoking a joint, I'm going to jail.
Of all the articles of impeachment, which ones do you think are most important?
Well, I probably couldn't name the articles of impeachment by name, but I do know that it was wrong for him to go to war. I do know that a lot of our guys and gals have lost their lives and lives have been ruined forever because of the law that he broke. And for that alone, he should have to pay for it in some way. Impeachment seems like a minor way. You know, the guy's going to be out of office in a while, and I'm sure there's a lot of people going to follow him around and try to charge him with all kinds of things even after he leaves office. But the point that you brought out, the fact that we're so close to a war with Iran, and that anything this guy does between now and election day could spark it, I think an impeachment hearing between now and then might slow the guy down. It might get the attention of the world and us on trying to stop a guy who's really intent on starting a war.
Well, you're right. And it also shows the world that we're serious about getting our name back. I mean, we've always been known not as being perfect, but as the good guys. And now we are...
We don't have to do that. In fact, I think we should set ourselves up as the world's peacemakers, not the world's warmongers. There is a place in the world for a peacemaker. We all know that.
Absolutely. So I think it's important for the world to see that the American people are at least attempting to see that justice is done.
Absolutely.
Now, you were right. That is the second article of impeachment, is falsely, systematically, and with criminal intent, conflating the attacks of September 11th with a mispresentation of Iraq as a security threat as part of a fraudulent justification for the war of aggression. And we now have the memos, the White House memos and others, where they knew Iraq had nothing to do with it. Of course, they knew that from day one, being the authors of the attacks, the 9/11 attacks, but that they were going to go out and sell the public on this, and now conservatively, there's a million dead Iraqis because of this. I mean, this is Nazi-level, World War II-level crimes.
No, this is very, very serious. There's a lot of people dying today because of that huge law that he broke. And I don't think he should get by with it. I don't think any of those guys in there. And he's not the only one. You know, he's just the puppet on the string. There's a lot of people telling him what to do, and, they're using small words and big letters so he can get it said. But there's people behind him telling him what to do.
Would you like to see the New World Order puppeteers controlling the marionette to be brought to justice as well, Willie?
I think they have to. You just can't bring in the puppet. You've got to bring in the guys pulling the strings.
The press wasn't perfect back in the 70s, back in 73, 74, but at least they did cover the investigation and the movement towards impeachment with Richard Nixon. I think that's the missing link here, is that the media, you're seeing almost no coverage of what Congressman Kucinich and all of his co-sponsors are doing.
Well, yeah, that's another problem that we have, is getting the message across, because the media people seem to be happy just telling the other side. They know that they'll get in trouble themselves. They'll lose their jobs if they start talking like you and I are doing.
Shifting gears into the economy, you know, you've involved with Farm Aid and so much more, aware of how this international bank, central banks operate. We've got the IMF and World Bank documents where they admit they are engineering the implosion in our economy so they can consolidate wealth and basically repossess America, come in and buy all of our companies, Anheuser-Busch, real estate, car companies. Willie Nelson, what's your take on that? What's happening right now with the economy?
Well, I can see where they've done it with the farmers. So we used to have 8 million small family farmers out there, and through various techniques, illegal and whatever, they have taken back over 6 million of those small family farms, and they've done it by doing exactly what you said. They dropped the prices on everything, putting farmers out of business all over the world just so they can pick up the land and use it to their advantage. The big corporations want to do it all. They want to put all the small family farmers out of business. And I still think that this whole thing, our entire economy, that agriculture is the bottom rung on our economic ladder, and the farmer is our backbone of that economic ladder. So we have to bring the farmer back, the small family farmer. We have to start thinking locally, sustainable agriculture.
Since you last came on the show and went public for 9/11 Truth, Jesse Ventura came on the show and then told me behind the scenes, he goes, look, I want to come out for 9/11 Truth. You gave me films years ago when I was in Texas visiting with Willie Nelson and Kinky Friedman. When I saw him at an event, he said, but now I've looked into it. It's an inside job. He went public, and even Fox News had trouble attacking him. Now we've had the former Italian president, who was also the head of intelligence, go public. German defense ministers, leaders in the Japanese Diet, they're part. We've had Actress of the Year go public. I mean, it is just a mass of prominent people, CIA section chiefs going public. What is it like to see this type of courage, Willie?
Well, it's great. And, we do know that there are some strong people in this country and around the world who will stand up for what's right. And it's always gratifying to see a guy jump up and and say what he thinks, to stand up for what he believes is right. And I can see more and more people doing that these days, and it is very gratifying. When you look at it for what it is, it's no big deal. It's somebody did something wrong, and somebody needs to be outed for it. And once you look at all the facts and see the pictures and hear all the stories, it doesn't take a German scientist to realize that, hey, we got hit, by some inside people there. We need to find out who it is.
Willie, what has the response been like since you came on my radio show twice and then on, of course, Free Speech TV and Democracy Now, and, you know, question the official fable? What has the response been like from your fans, from your supporters, and your detractors?
99% in favor of what we've been saying, and then 100% of our believing that we have the right to say it. There's nobody that said, hey, shut up.
Well, folks, I've wanted to get him on for a long time. Russell Brand, who is a comedian, best-selling author, actor, TV host, you name it, who has been popular for many years, but he's really a sensation now. The whole office today, when they found out he was coming on, got really excited. We have a lot of big guests on. Bottom line, what is front and center most important to you right now that's happening in the world?
I think the thing that is most important to me is the thing that I'm talking about in my show. It's the cultural narratives that we are told, the way that we are presented with information, the way that meaning is designated, the significance that is given to certain issues and not to others, and the light in which stories are told. So I think that that could obviously comprise Edward Snowden, or it could comprise Syria. It could comprise more broadly the manufacture of consent or the manipulation of the consciousness of civilization through a conglomeration of government, big business, and media.
Coming into this interview, we played a clip when you were on MSNBC, and that really struck a chord with people when you just laughed at their narcissism and said, you don't talk about anything real. You're basically a bunch of peacocks up here. What was it like behind the scenes? And it seemed like you were clashing with them, and it really captured people's imagination. What happened there? Because you were in the middle of it.
Well, I mean, it's quite typical when you go on those type of TV shows that there's a particular frequency or pitch to the interview. There's a normal manner of speaking, not only the type of topics that are discussed, but the kind of banal, slightly shrill tone that the information is predicated on celebrity and gossip and what I would call low frequency data, low vibration information. So like it was like that. So it's like that when you go on anything on mainstream television. Those programs all sound the same. People all look the same. They all talk in the same way. And it was that kind of atmosphere. The only difference was is that the impoliteness was at such an extreme level that it gave me an opportunity to point out some of that stuff, which I wouldn't typically do because it sometimes doesn't seem appropriate to tell people that what they're doing is pointless or silly.
Why do you think you shook them up so bad?
I don't know. I'm a bit confused by it because I just went on there and did what I normally do, is just being polite. And then if I point out something that's idiosyncratic or weird, I observe that. But don't you think, Alex, that sort of you deal with so much duplicity, whether in a situation where you're in an interview on the TV or on the radio, or if you're making a purchase in a shop, is sometimes we lose our authenticity, our ability to be human and truthful with one another. So I think if you interact in a very human and truthful way, then that can be very disruptive.
Sure.
It's not like that there are certain individuals that are good and certain individuals that are bad. I know myself that, you know, I work in films and I've worked a lot in media, so I must be culpable as well for propagating these ideas and supporting them in my own way and on a bad day. Like just now, I arrived at Seattle Airport and there were people that wanted autographs and they were the kind of people that sell the photographs on afterwards. You know, they're like, you know, like for eBay, they don't want them for themselves. They want them to sell on eBay. And I couldn't be bothered to sign them. I just didn't feel like doing it, you know. But that's not the absolute best aspect of with me as a person. The person I aspire to be will always sign everything for everyone. You know, so like I'm capable in myself of being selfish, egocentric, and self-obsessed and self-centered. But like I think it's more of a problem when you have a massive machine of that conducts consciousness and orchestrates the way that we think en masse that has a set of priorities and an agenda that is making people in huge numbers think in a selfish, insular, atomized, apathetic, and impotent way.
Wow. Man, I tell you, you're on fire. It seems like you have really had an awakening. I mean, you've been awake for a long time, but it seems like your awakening is accelerating. Is that accurate to say?
Yeah, I think you might be right, as a matter of fact, Alex. I mean, like for me, spirituality is an important component. I meditate a lot, and I practice certain spiritual principles that mean I have to be very mindful one day at a time about the way I live my life. I'm like a drug and alcohol free. And the more that I've detached myself from the things that I thought would make me happy, like money and fame and other people's opinions, the more truth is being revealed.
That is pure veritas. Because that's been my experience as well, and what you were just talking about, just being aware that you're being selfish or doing things that are self-centered or narcissistic is half the battle. Most of the people out there, especially that are in the mainstream media, they are purely turned over to the narcissism and are like biological androids. They're not even real. And I think that's why you freaked Brzezinski's daughter out and others so much, is because they got into this conscious of the manipulation they were involved in. But really, what you do to others comes back on you. So now they've turned into what they tried to do to the public, making the public one-dimensional cutouts of what they projected. It's now blown back on them.
That's very interesting. I often wonder, Alex, how those situations are contrived. I suppose if you work in the media, you go through so many filters, you know, you're just not going to get that kind of job unless you're a certain type of person, unless you know the right sort of people. If you say the wrong type of things, you'll be filtered out, you know. So by the time you get to the point where you have your own show, generally speaking, you think a certain way that is in alignment with the elitist interests that are behind whatever corporation owns the outlet. Yeah, but like, I think too that there is probably a less obvious way of understanding things in terms of, I wonder what happens neurologically. I wonder what the energy in a brain looks like. I wonder what that is like if our brains are surrounded by other brains that are thinking in a certain way, that are broadcasting, transmitting at a certain frequency. You know, like that, this is what I feel like we have, is a sort of a situation where there's such a strong and hypnotic message that exists not just externally, but more worrying internally. I'm always more worried when I find my... That's why I don't like it when I transgress my own personal principles, because I think, well, then I'm not behaving in accordance with what I believe in. I'm policing myself. You know, if I'm selfish, then I'm part of the problem. You know, like Gandhi says, be the change you want to see in the world.
From my own research, you're absolutely on target at the core here, that the establishment is expert at hijacking icons, or as Campbell wrote, archetypes, archetypal images, and then twisting them towards their aim, and then really rewriting all the basic cultural knowledge that every group out there had, and replacing it basically only with the New World Order's propaganda. I mean, nothing against basketball players or movie stars, but if that's what kids aspire to be, there's not many slots there. But by making those people the icons artificially and making that the only thing that matters, then kids will never think about being a revolutionary, or never think about standing up nonviolently to oppression, or never think about the fact that they could change the course and be an example to others. And so I really get from this that you're trying to almost go back and see what these people really stood for and try to get folks to become aware of this power.
Yes, exactly, Alex. I look at some corporate slogans like McDonald's, loving it, which is kind of meaningless and empty and an exploitation of an interesting piece of language to do with love. I look at Diet Dr. Pepper and their slogan, unbelievably satisfying, and how ridiculous and hyperbolic that is. Even the slogan of Gillette Razors, the best and man can get, I can immediately point out that this is setting the bar very, very low for humankind and for mankind. The kind of language used and slogans used by Malcolm X, by any means necessary, Che Guevara, it's better to die on your feet than to live on your knees, and Gandhi, be the change that you want to see in the world, these messages are subjugated. Furthermore, these heroes I offer replaced gods, and gods themselves are symbols of certain traits and ideas. Indigenous faiths typically are pagan, which means they worship the earth and their environment. If you have a culture of people like the Celts that worship and revere rivers, how will you feel when corporations want to pollute your rivers? If you have an indigenous faith like the Nordics who revere the noble oak tree, how will you feel about deforestation? If you have people like the native people of this country that revere and worship the earth and soil, how will you feel when people say that fracking is a good idea and necessary? It means that we've lost our narrative that ties us to our actual reality, our authentic reality, as part of nature, not living separate from nature, but part of nature.
Sure, they get us.
It gives us a narrative where we live in accordance with elitist interest.
Wow, so they get us to sell out for light beer and blue jeans, as they say in a recent popular film, and then we're not satisfied by the light beer and blue jeans. Wait, in closing, because this happens to me a lot every time I finish an interview, after it ends, there's something or a group of things I wish that I would have said. Russell Brand, we really appreciate your time. In closing, in a minute or two, any other key points that you'd like to put out there to the millions that will end up watching and listening to this?
Well, Alex, I think probably you and me are coming at things from a sort of a different perspective. But me, I see like my views are sort of more informed by sort of socialism, even Marxism. But I think ultimately what we believe in is freedom and truth. And I think that as long as people respect each other's differences, then I think, and also acknowledge that we, the people struggling against oppression, have more in common with each other than we do than the people that control us, then I think there's a chance for unity and change.
Sure. I mean, I think that at a level you can see as a counter to the centralized corporatist communism, socialism, but then you realize that they selectively use the deployment of collectivism to only create a permanent peasant class to control us, so that we never have come to the libertarian view of the individual being empowered and having a giant middle class. I mean, what's your view of, say, libertarianism or Ron Paul? I mean, off air, you said that you were aware of my work. What's your view for folks of what I do?
Well, I think that you're fantastic because you're challenging authority and you're challenging the status quo, so I agree with you. But for me, the number one priority for anyone who wants social change has to be the welfare of those most in need of it, the support of society's poorest and most vulnerable. And for me, that's not socialism. It's, you know, for anything, it's Christian, it's spiritual, it's, you know, that's what I believe is the most important issue. I think if you're in a position of power and your priority is not helping the poor and the dispossessed, then you shouldn't be in power. Now, of course, a healthy society across the board, you know, and hierarchies are always going to be, to a degree, necessary. But for me, on a deep sure. human level, I feel our obligation is to help those that are suffering.
Sure. You've got a giant Twitter account. What is it? Rusty Rockets. Is there any other places on the web people should visit other than that and your TV site?
No, that's all cool for me, mate. I already follow you and stuff, but let's keep this dialogue going, and I hope I see you in Austin.
You bet, and I said that was the final question. One more, and I'll let you get on down the road. I know you're at the airport. One last question I've got to ask you here, Russell. You mentioned Jesus and Che Guevara and Gandhi and Malcolm X, but it says, and Hitler, and that's one reason I want to see your show. This is such an icon that's used everywhere, but in your research, you got to give away a little bit. What's the angle on Herr Hitler?
Well, that whilst Hitler's actions were deplorable, it's not his extremism that is terrifying, it's his mundanity. He was just a normal man created by a number of geopolitical, economic, and religious circumstances.
Their size.
At that time. Germany. Yeah, of course, Versailles and the anti-Semitism that was very prominent in that part of Europe at that time. And but now we don't have, like in those days. It was clear what evil was. Ah, evil is Adolf Hitler. Now evil comes dressed as in the white of Ronald McDonald. Now evil is hidden behind the Apple logo. Now evil is indecipherable in derivative bundles and in dispossessed millions. So it's about the narrative and the way we're told stories.
Exactly. It knows how to hide and deciphering it, and knowing what evil is really the answer. Russell Brand, thank you so much, and I look forward to hopefully meeting you when you're in Austin in a few weeks. I'll be at your show regardless.
Stay in touch, Alex. I can't wait to see you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, counting the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nixon iodine and your super meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nixon iodine, or DNA Force, super male vitality, super female vitality, lung cleanse, fluoride shield, oxy powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.